cliffcentral.com. The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
And this is The Unview. I'm Alan Ford. It's very good to be with you this morning. It's a beautiful morning in Johannesburg. Wow, what a show lineup we have ahead of us. But I had such a pleasure, because we just left Gareth's show, and of course this is Cliff Central, to go and spend a rugby weekend with Ben.
Hello.
The sportsman in Cape Town. I'll tell you who my special guests are in a moment in studio. But Ben, I've got to tell you, I had so much fun going off to the rugby with you. But there's one shout out I thought we have to do. It's to a man called Uncle Johnny.
Uncle Johnny, is my microphone on, by the way?
You're
it sounds
on.
Very faint.
You're on. Obviously, I didn't just turn something up. But, Jenna, you're on.
So I get invited to watch the Stormers with Alan, right?
Please, you must tell the story.
And I thought Gareth was going as well. So I thought, cool, I'm in. Gareth couldn't go. So it's just me and Alan. I thought, I'm in. So I'm still in.
We're going. Actually, he thought I might rape him, but
no. I didn't think you'd rape me because I'm stronger than I look. But it was one of those funny things where I've never actually seen Alan for more than 5 minutes, really, when you think about it. So I spent a whole day with the guy, and nothing is ordinary around Alan at any stage. And there's always just drama for no reason. It was the funniest thing. It got to the point where we had about five people who were coming to watch the game with us. One of those people had to come and get tickets from us, and we waited and waited. And
Taryn Louch. Taryn was late.
So she was.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, because of like her driver took her somewhere else, and then she couldn't get a cab from the wine farm that she was at. Anyway, so Alan was like, okay, well, I'll just go to the box and I'll come back. I said, Alan, you can't do that, because then, like, there's an hour of your life, eight flights of stairs. Alan's not built for stairs.
I'm
so,
not.
So he turns around, and this Brovos Roll salesman who's standing there, Uncle Johnny's his name. Alan says, what? Here's $50. Would you mind holding on to these tickets so my friend will come pick them up? This guy's looking at him like, dude, I'm just selling Brovos Rolls. That's all I'm doing.
But first, you've got to look for the most trustworthy Brovos Roll.
Which was Uncle Johnny.
Which is Uncle Johnny. So I said, let's have a look. He looks like he's about 70 years old. You know, he's got his glasses. You can see he's halal and it's all working. So I thought, you know, this guy looks trustworthy. So I went up and I said, well, let's pick. There's a whole bunch of salespeople selling shoulda, woulda, couldas. So I said, well, this is a natural thing to do, is to find Uncle Johnny, or, well, not Uncle Johnny personally, but to find someone that you can trust to say, will you hold the tickets for Taryn Louch? Okay, here's 50 Rand. Thank you. Now, here's the thing. Is there like 10 entrances to the whole stadium? And Taryn's running around asking for Uncle Johnny. And she doesn't eat meat. So Taryn's going, hello, are you Uncle Johnny? No, man, what do you want to eat? So just pushing through the queue.
Because of this poor woman who doesn't eat meat is now courting Brovos Roll stands in like a 5 kilometer radius asking for Uncle Johnny. She was in such a mess by the time she got into the box.
Firstly, when I met him, he said his name is Johnny, but it's rude because he's an elderly man not to call him Uncle Johnny.
And also, it sounds more trustworthy if he's an uncle.
Uncle Johnny's ticket collections. Yeah, I'm in.
But it was the story of the day. Ben, I had so much fun, and thank you to Bright Rock for taking us and the team.
Yeah, it was cool. And then when the basically the guy who's a caretaker for the stadium told us to please leave at like midnight, Alan still had stories for him. This guy was just locking up. Oh, wait, come have a drink with us. This poor guy's like, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
I had a lot of fun with you, Ben. I want to go play more with you.
I can see the rugby was secondary on this day.
No, it was really good.
It was a good game.
I loved that. It was a great game.
It ended like 9. Secondary.
Okay. It was really good.
How was your chat party on top of that?
Oh, it was really, the chat was successful.
Okay.
It's a gay lesbian lung arm dancing event I do. But we'll discuss that at another stage. But Ben, I had so much fun with you, and I want to play more with you. As long as I want to do more fun stuff.
Okay, Alan, it's fine. You can throw as many innuendos at me as you want. I'll know what you're talking about.
Your endo.
Thank you very much, Ben. And we had lots of fun, but I just had to talk about Uncle Johnny. We're going to spin the world. I'm going to find Uncle Johnny. I want to bring Taryn Louch to do this Uncle Johnny thing, because no one will believe what we did. But we had so much fun. It was really, really good. This is The Unview, and of course, this is the magic of entertainment here on radio. You know, Chatty Matty generally joins us in studio, but Matthew is so busy with work at Red Hill and being head of drama there, and of course putting a lot of school stuff together and doing the Lady Awards, that we're going to have a guest presenter with us pop in more often. And I thought, there's no one funnier, more entertaining, more wonderful than Nathan Rowe, who's just a lunatic. He really is a lunatic.
Actually, I really thought you were going to say Ben.
Okay. No, Ben.
No, okay. I couldn't. No. I can't do 4 hours.
You're very funny, though.
He is very good. Don't worry, but we'll pull in Ben for a few more fun things. So how are you doing?
I'm well. I'm very, very well.
Thank you for coming in and doing this. This is such
pleasure.
Cool stuff.
Whenever there's a lonely person around, I am there to
really
to sit and talk with them. Yes.
Is that how bad it's going at the moment?
No, that's just how good it's going.
How open we are.
I mean, I would have still been sleeping, but now instead I'm here with you wonderful people and your other guest who I'm very excited about.
And in studio, we're so excited because if we can get that microphone up to reach to her beautiful tall body. I know. The one and only Claudia Henkel.
Hello.
Big Miss South Africa month, eh?
Yes, massive.
And of course now you're a corporate person.
I am.
You're head of PR and yes. For Sun International.
I am indeed.
And it's interesting because I think one of the big bosses will be joining us from Sun International as we open the show back in the day was Hazel Feldman.
Yes.
So we're going to chat to Hazel in a moment. But again, this is a very big month. We're going to talk about you, your career, and your life as Miss SA and now taking over all the stuff for the Miss SA and doing all that magic.
Great.
And how gorgeous you are.
Oh, thank you.
And maybe we'll tell some interesting stories.
No, we won't, Al.
You're not.
Not that interesting.
We're
story.
Not going to go
into. No, not going to happen.
Because he picked up, he did all the research.
And I'm very good at research.
No. Al?
No.
No.
No, not that one. Not that one.
Oh, not that one.
No, I just stopped you, basically.
Oh, the other one.
The fight.
Oh, God.
No, okay.
You're really going to go that bad?
We're going to go, because Nikki van der Walt's on the show to discuss the Valdivi Polo.
Oh, my God.
So that's...
So okay. You've just set me up nicely.
No, I didn't set you up.
I'm such a setup.
I seriously didn't. And Gareth's looking in shock. But, oh, when you hear... We've got lots of story. I know. I didn't mean to.
Gareth is shaking his head.
It's not. Rake Nieto was meant to be on the show, and he couldn't do it. So who else is going to talk about the polo?
Oh, well, let's talk about polo.
But we're going to talk about South Africa. This is really, really fun things happening with Hazel Feldman.
What are you doing to the poor woman? You're setting her up.
I'm alive. I didn't set her up.
Absolutely.
I would never set you up.
Well, this is the last time Claudia's ever coming here.
I'm obsessed with Claudia. I've been 100 years. And let's not discuss who else has known her for a while.
We had 2 months?
They were together for 2 months.
Miss South Africa?
Seriously.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
This is
she
beautiful.
Had to go and become Miss South Africa and ruin everything.
And then the romance.
It's true. Gareth Cliff and Claudia dated. It's true.
We tried. I mean, we had like a clandestine meeting once she had become Miss South Africa because she's not allowed to date anyone.
Exactly.
And we were so worried that anyone would see us together.
Yeah.
It was just a mess.
I know, it could have been all over the...
I've also lost a couple of girls to...
Miss South Africa.
Pageants.
It's a terrible way to lose
so
a girl.
So horrible.
Yeah.
I didn't set you up here at all. It's just the way it's going.
All these stories are coming out. No. I feel like I'm 22 again.
We'll go there.
She's a professional, Alan.
I know. And then we'll chat about the restaurant of the week as well. That's coming up. I tell you why. I love going to places... And it's so important to say this. I pay my way, and if it's divine and I think we should talk about it, that's why we put it on. And that's what it's about. I don't ask for a freebie. We don't do that. Unless we go to Sun International's Palace of the Lost City.
Yeah, no, that's just one of those things, hey?
Absolutely. So we've got lots of things to talk about on the show, but I've got to tell you, when you invite someone like Hazel Feldman onto the show, you've got to understand you're dealing with mega. With mega entertainment on a number of levels. Hazel, firstly, thank you so much for joining us. But what a week that Showtime has had. I mean, Ultra, which I know is...
Yes, Alan, before you even start with what a week, I'm listening to you guys seriously thinking it's slowing down. I'm in this beautiful part of Cape Town, and you guys are up in Joburg, and I'm just listening to all of this flowing down. Rather send the rain down, guys.
I know.
You have to wait for winter, I'm afraid.
You've got to love it.
No, I was there last week. Seriously, I promise you, I've stopped showering. I'm not using a little face cloth. Cape Town's got a big problem.
Yeah,
so,
I hear Robben Island's going to join the mainland soon.
It's very close. We're about to walk there. But yes, Showtime's had a hell of a week. How are you guys, by the way? What's happening up in the big city?
Well, I've got to tell you, first and foremost, Hazel, it was great to pop in. I didn't spend a lot of time going to Ultra, but to see the thousands of people that took to that stadium, I thought it was a great success. As you could see, people loved it. People of all ages, all walks of life. It actually was quite intriguing to see just the amount of people and to watch the people going to the stadium. But well done. And the artists in that genre that you got were the best.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's got its people who just simply love it. And it's part of the world ultra experience, which is fantastic. You know, that they just love coming to South Africa. They love presenting in South Africa, and it's been a privilege for us, and Tony in particular, because I've got to be honest, what I know about dance music is not discussable. So, you know, but I just know that it's a one annual experience that everybody just looks forward to.
Now, I'm going to also shift from this particular event, because I'm also not into the dance music scene. I am, though, into the music, the musical theatre scene. And this, yes. Hazel, we're in for a year of magic. Well, first and foremost, released just this week, was that you're bringing almost like a rent tribute concert to South Africa. To Monte Cassino. Tell me about it.
What we realized right in the middle of our run of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which will be opening on the 28th in Cape Town of March, and then we come through to Joburg at the end of April, we suddenly realized that on the 15th of May, exactly to the date, it is 10 years since I was stupid enough to present what is one of the most blessed productions I've ever lost so much money on, but it was just the most wonderful production of Rent at in Bromfontein at the old Alexander Theatre. Well, one of those experiences that I never regret having done. My bank manager regrets having me done it, but it was just the most phenomenal show.
Well,
and it's exactly 10 years to the date.
Hazel, I saw the show the opening night at the Alexander. I mean, a friend of mine, Savan Rafaeli at the time, Dwayne Alexander, they were all in it. And it's one of those musicals that if you never get the opportunity to see, you've lost out a piece of entertainment history.
Absolutely.
So are you actually putting the whole production together, or are you just doing the music in this renting concert?
What we're doing is everybody started talking, do you remember, can you believe it's 10 years, etc., sure, etc. And with me actually having the theatre for Priscilla, we thought, what can we do? We also know that, Brian Schimmer has been involved with the Bidvest shows for many, many years, and Hospice Vista made a lot of money out of that, and it's one of their primary fundraiser situations. And I don't know, kind of all got together, why don't we try and do something like Rent in concert, because we cannot. Obviously, we've got these massive sets of Priscilla on stage, and we cannot move those.
Yeah.
But it's a Monday night. What if we try to get the original cast, or as many of the original cast as there are in town, because obviously a lot of the original Rent cast are all over the place, and we do a kind of a tribute, but it's in concert. So yes, there will be some dialogue, there will be some characterization, but it will be obviously quite far downstage, and it will be a concert. I mean, I just keep thinking about the lineup of all of those people lighting up and singing Seasons of Love, and I just go,
well,
cold.
The people like Anton Liddich, Ilse Klink, Aubrey Poe, the list, Lurie Strauss. I mean, the list just goes on. And then to have, of course, Brian, your musical director. Listen, this is... First is in a good. It's for a good cause. It's for hospice.
It's a fantastic cause. It's one night only, and we've pretty much got 99% of the original cast, which is fantastic.
Well, we're going to get them all in. We're going to do some. We're going to do a rent tribute here. We're going to see if we can raise some money on air. Why not? Because we can.
What a win! Fabulous.
And another wonderful thing is, it's of course, you know, when you see it is so this. Musical is about people coming together, whether you're straight, whether you're gay, whether you're sick, whether you're not, whether you're a drunkie. It's a world that is slightly dark, but it's a world that is called the Seasons of Love, and how you have to love one another through diversity, through illness, through the difficult times, and that's what it represents. And I think anyone who's experienced the hospice experience with a family member who has been ill, whether it's cancer or HIV or dementia, because it looks after a lot of people with a lot of illnesses. The fact is that this is so such an important, such a wonderful weaving together. So we can't wait. That's happening the 15th of May, but we get a big punts. So that's coming. Don't worry, we'll do
that. Thank you.
Priscilla,
good.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, we cannot wait to see. We are obsessed. I told you this. I saw it twice in London. Obsessed. You don't understand. The bus goes. You know, I've got Nathan Rowe here. You don't understand. I promise you. I told you I've got a crew. We've discussed 15 tickets and we're coming in drag. And I don't wear drag.
I love it.
You've written here Queen of the Desert.
I know. Well, that's just
is that just where your mind's
Priscilla,
at?
Queen of the Desert. No, it's just the food is just well done. But this is going to be fun. And I saw it with. Help me a second.
I could rock drag, I reckon.
Yeah, you come in drag.
Yeah, definitely.
Come on, Nathan.
You've got to get rid of the mess.
I also have a suggestion for Hazel.
Please go
for the Rent tribute show. I think you should call it subletting.
Oh,
is that too clever.
He's too clever. Subletting. Very good. He's going to take. He's really good. That Hazel will have to find him a show somewhere and slap him around.
I think so. We'll slap him around at the opening of Priscilla.
Oh, yeah, we're pulling him in. We'll pull him in. Don't worry.
I'm queen of the dessert in my household.
Well, yeah. No wonder we're both wearing black.
We're skinny and fabulous. I heard the intro to the show.
The rich, the fabulous. I don't know about the thin and the rich part, but we're definitely fabulous. Hazel, one other closing punt is that you can go to showtime.co.za if you want to get some more information on, of course, Disney on Ice is coming to town again. What is the theme this year?
The theme this year is the big musicals for Disney, including The Lion King, which is the first time that they've actually allowed Disney on Ice to do a Lion King tribute. So we're pretty excited about that one as well. So that's in June. So at the moment my head is full of Raining Men and Hot Stuff and I Will Survive and all the fun party stuff we're gonna have with Priscilla.
Queen of the Desert, King of Africa.
We got everything happening here.
Royalty. Tell you,
but again,
everything happening.
www.showtime.co.za. You need to book your tickets. Go on there, go and have a look. See what they're doing because Hazel, there's always, if it's not Engelbert that you're bringing in, it's always someone special. There's always something interesting happening within your group. So it's so wonderful that Claudia Henkel, our former Miss South Africa, who's in studio, who's now the head of PR for Sun International, is sitting in studio because...
Hi, Claudia.
Hello, Hazel.
And isn't it great? Because if you go back 30-odd years ago, Hazel, you were working with Sol at Sun International.
Just easy. Decades, or centuries, or both.
But I want to bring this up because I want to get you in studio. But Hazel brought Frank Sinatra to South Africa.
Wow.
Hazel, you brought Queen to South Africa. Yeah, so amongst others. I mean, so this is so great. It's like almost full circle for all of us.
You know, Hazel's
like the circle of life.
Love
Hazel's son brought Blackalicious to South
there
Africa.
There you go. Circle of life and... all of that good stuff. Lovely, Alan. Thank you.
Love you, Hazel. Be good. Thank you.
Okay.
Hazel Feldman. Showtime. This is going to be great stuff.
What a legend.
Legend. Yeah. Legend. We're getting in studio. And of course, in studio, we have another legend, Claudia Henkel.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So, Gareth brought up
that
you knew each other before you.
Yes.
Because that's how I first met you, if you remember.
Yes.
Outside a restaurant called?
That was in Greenside.
I know. It was outside 1886, outside Taboo.
Oh, yes. No, but that was 2 years before I won. That was when I was still coming to Joburg.
Oh, you're still finding your... Oh,
I was still finding my feet. I was coming to Joburg to have dinner with my parents because we lived in the Platteland.
Yes, they did,
that was like a big day out.
Her dad's a great doctor.
Are you Manakwalanas?
I am. On the other side of the Boerewors Court.
And the most wonderful family, most wonderful sisters, two beautiful sisters. I know Claudia well.
Very well.
We won't go through all the detail.
No.
There is a story.
There is a story.
No, I mean, we're not going to bring up.
No, we'll just keep it.
We'll just keep it under wraps.
PG,
but it's a great story. But interesting, Nikki van der Walt will be on the show, Gareth. But you walked in, and here was this one of the most beautiful girls that I'd ever met,
And I'm feeling a bit left out because you dated your next guest.
I know, he's
dated Gareth, and now what about me?
I only dated two people. That
I hope my husband's not listening.
No, your husband's divine. I know your husband is divine. Hottest man. Ooh,
yes.
Hot. But here's the thing, is that I met, and I looked at this girl who'd entered the Miss South Africa, Nolene.
Yes. She was one of my judges.
Was one of the judges. Mm-hmm. And I walked in and I said, Nolene, you've never seen a girl like this in your life. She is tall. She is beautiful. She looks like Michelle McLean, slightly blonder.
Yeah.
And, you know.
No gap.
He's bad, eh? He's so bad. He's so bad.
I personally love that. I'm
really?
Putting it out there. I'm not saying I wish you had a gap, Claudia. I'm just saying that. That I love Michelle McLean's gap.
I don't know what gap.
Mind the gap.
Okay.
You
see, he takes it to a new level. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't either.
But there, all of a sudden, this magnificent Claudia walks into this experience at I think it was Circle or one of the spots.
Yeah.
And it was blown away. And I thought, wow, this is going to take Miss Universe and everything.
Yeah.
Well, you did take over the world in many respects because you went on to start to be a magazine editor. Mm. Okay, you went on to obviously win the Miss South Africa, exceptionally well in the Miss Universe and the Miss World. Did you did? Who was the one that boycotted Miss World? Vanessa. I'm getting confused.
Yeah.
Who did that? But Claudia, wow! Look at 13
like
years.
13 years. 13 I can't
years.
Believe it. Can't believe it.
And now you're heading up the Miss South Africa's.
Mm.
Tell me about how has life changed? I mean, how has it changed for you?
I mean, I think that...
I mean, obviously it's changed, but just...
It's changed incredibly. And I think that the most important thing is that, you know, a girl that enters Miss South Africa, your life changes. And all the girls that have entered and won Miss South Africa have gone on to do unbelievable things. So I think Miss South Africa gives you a platform to do whatever you want to do in life, whether it's stay in the entertainment world, like Liesl, who's now in the entertainment world, or become a corporate woman or set up a business. So for me, and still today, if you look at the girls, they do something incredible with the platform. And I think that's what we do.
Do you find that, like, I mean, I have a lot of feminist friends, and they always, you know, they're saying, talk about, you know, the man's world and that kind of thing. And as a corporate woman, like, do you find that's still a thing, or are we living in a more balanced world? Are we living in a female world? What's happening?
I think that my interaction with the corporate world for the last 3 years, because I had my own company before then, I think it's becoming more balanced. I'm seeing a lot more women in higher positions, and I'm seeing a lot more respect for women. So when I'm in a meeting with 20 different, you know, guys, and there's maybe two of us, you know, when we talk, they listen.
So at the boardroom, there's less catcalling and whistling and things like that.
No, definitely. No, I think I'd slap someone if they whistled.
But I mean, the thing is that you make a very interesting point, because those are the days where a pretty woman would sit in the boardroom and they'd go,
and they'd say, please make us coffee.
Let's look at you.
Yeah. No.
The times have changed.
Yeah, they have definitely.
I want to come back to this Miss South Africa. We're going to talk about it, but the Miss South Africa concept, I'm obsessed with it. It's one of my favorite things. I could name them. Give me a year I can name a Miss South Africa from, let's say, the 1987.
Okay. No, because
1988.
Okay,
so 87 is Wilma van der Bell. 88 is Michelle Breese.
Wow.
89, Janine Botbel.
99.
I've got to count up. I'll
you have
get
to
there.
Go from the beginning
there,
every time.
There,
I think it was
Bernie Daniels.
No, I think it was Heather Hamilton, wasn't it?
We lost a couple on the way. Heather disappeared.
Yeah, Heather's actually...
All the Durban ones disappeared.
The Durban ones disappeared.
They go back to Durban.
Yeah, my best friend is Megan. And
Megan, yeah.
Coleman. And she's in Durban.
And they disappear. They do.
Yeah.
Durbanites disappear.
I think it's Durban.
And then, of course, Peggy Sue went to do Oxford. So that happened.
But she's back now.
We love her.
Yeah.
I love this. No,
sorry, I don't.
It's
keep
so gay.
Track of a lot
it's
of
so
it.
Gay. It's so gay.
I was just going to throw names.
This is the gayest thing that anyone could do on the earth.
You always had dreams of becoming Miss South Africa, didn't you?
But can I butcher up a sec? Because it's time for Restaurant of the Week. Da 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 da.
Boom, boom.
Okay, so, but this is quite a butch thing, because we're going from Miss South Africa
to milking
to milking. Okay,
milking tigers.
Firstly, I've got Stuart Bailey on the line because, as I say, when I have an exceptional experience, I think it's great, and think to tell people about it, it's fun. And I had an anti-Valentine's Day where I was like so bored of men and love and cuck. And so I decided, let me go to a place that I find quite lekker, and I'd been twice before. And I thought, let me go off to a place called Tiger's Milk in Bryanston.
Oh, wow. I've been there too.
Here's the thing, Claudia, is that I've been to the one in Cape Town.
Yes. Very different.
Because your Joburg puts its own little edge onto everything that does.
Yeah, they do.
I only know one thing about Tiger's Milk, and that's I've never been able to get a table because it's so full all the time when I want to go.
Nathan, we're going to give you Stuart's number and he'll get you sorted out. Yeah. The whole team will sort you out.
Please.
But you know, if you stand in the queue and you're just nice, they
just stand outside and look in.
If you're a girl, you always get tables.
Always get tables.
Go with Claudia.
We're dating. Don't tell your husband.
She's got a husband. So, Stuart Bailey, thank you for joining us on the line. He's from the Harbour House Group to talk about Tiger's Milk. Stuart, I'm gonna tell you one thing interesting is that I had the pleasure to have eaten with this group for a long time. And I went to La Parada and to Charanga, and I eat there very often in the Cape. And I didn't know it was a part of the same group because, you know, just me, I'm oblivious. I just want to eat. Priscilla, queen of the desserts, you know, that type of thing. And you guys really have a special touch. And what is the magic of the Harbour House Group, and why didn't you come to Johannesburg sooner?
Good morning, Alan. The Harbour House Group is, we're trying to create a bespoke group of restaurants. We're trying to not be the normal cut and paste franchise restaurants. We're trying to create a sexy little group of bespoke brands. That's what we're doing. Why didn't we come to Joburg sooner? We only really had the opportunity last year when we found that great site, and also we needed to establish ourselves in Cape Town and establish our brands in Cape Town. And unfortunately, the restaurant trade, sometimes brands don't travel well to Cape Town, brands don't travel well to Joburg, and Joburg brands don't always travel well to Cape Town. So we just need to make sure we had the right site, the right position, do our market strategies, and I think the rest is history.
Stuart, I love the idea that you walk into a place, there's a vibe, number one. Number two is that it's, while it has its craft beers and all the drink stuff, I get that. But when it's good food, that's almost like, it's called pub gastronomy, they called it back in the UK, where it was almost like going to a pub, but you can have a decent meal. It's not just slap chips and like that soggy calamari cuck. No, but seriously. And that. Sorry,
it's a new trend.
It is new trend. It's
absolutely.
It's gastronomy in a pub. So it's so lovely to be able to go and have the burgers are magnificent because I don't eat meat, but you just see them coming out and there's pizzas. And then I'm having the calamari and I'm on diet all my whole life. So that then I have the deconstructed salad. Brilliant. Because it's nice that...
The Tiger's Milk doesn't pretend to be anything else. It's not trying to be Jamie Oliver or Gordon Ramsay. It's just serving great pizzas, the best burgers, wings and ribs. And those are the gastronomy that people enjoy and like. And,
but it's good.
We're
it's
just
not,
making
it's,
sure we...
It's not rubbish.
We're giving the best food.
It's not your second thought, because most pubs, the first thought, and I'm not saying it's a pub, it's certainly not, but most places that we're drinking in is drink orientated. It's so focused on serving the bar and serving the drinks that if you're lucky, if you get your chicken wings in a box, this is why I liked it. But I really want to eat. And I wanted, while everyone else is drinking their beers, not like I say, I have 70 tequilas, but hey, at this point, I want to eat. Tell me some of the best things that you do on the Tiger's Milk menu that people can recommend, that you can recommend to people if they're going to go and frequent you.
My personal favorite is Asian pulled pork pizza. That's my personal favorite. Our ribs are also divine with sweet Jack Daniel's rib basting. Those are my two personal bests. And then, of course, the burger, the Rockstar Burger. That says it all. It's a Rockstar Burger. It's got every topping you can think of. Those are probably my three best, yeah.
Awesome. Stu, I just wanted to ask you, as someone who's probably, you know, running the most pumping, you know, place in Joburg at the moment. I mean, literally, I've been there three times.
Okay, please don't give my number out on air.
No, I won't do that.
No, wait. I just wanted to ask you, like, how do you maintain that kind of hype and that kind of popularity with a place like that? I mean it's hard to do, especially in Joburg, because you know people jump from one thing to another. You know, it's popular for a month and then you know they move on to the next thing. How are you going to maintain that with Tiger's Milk? I mean, I know you've done it in Cape Town, but Joburg is like the Twitter generation. You know, they can only handle 140 characters and they need something new every 5 seconds. Have you thought about that?
It's definitely on our radar screen. We're already thinking where Tiger's Milk's going to be in the next year. I think one's got to stay relevant all the time. So
Yes, there's going to be changes as we go along. We're going to develop the brand, grow the brand, make sure we're always relevant and top of mind, because that is a serious challenge in Joburg. Somebody else can open up down the road as sexy and as nice, and then before you know it, you've lost your market share.
Yeah.
So we are continually developing the brand, continuing on new ideas going on. And yeah, we've got a great pool of people at head office and a great management team in the shop. So we've got some good ideas coming up to keep the brand top of mind and keep our guests coming through the front door.
Stuart, I just love giving a place a punt that says that is really delicious, that people have fun. I like to see pretty people, cool people, some sexy guys, some sexy girls, rock and roll. And by the way, if you want to go there for a nice lunch in the afternoon or in the midweek, it's also lovely. And it's not as loud, obviously, as a Friday night. Come on, be reasonable. But it's, yeah. Well done, Stuart. I can't wait to discuss your other places because you're all cooked. You're mad, you people. Your Harbour House crazies. Seriously, they're mad. They've got the Grand and the upside. They bought the Grand.
Did they?
Yes.
They've got the Grand in Cape Town.
They've got everything going on. They're cuckoo, these people. I like them. I like mad stuff. Congratulations. Guys, get your Tiger's Milk. Tell us about the branches in Cape Town because the show goes nationally and internationally.
Yeah, we've got five branches in Cape Town with another one opening soon. So we've got the Musenberg branch, Long Street, Century City, Claremont, Stellenbosch, and then we're opening in Kloof Street in the next 4 months. We start building Kloof Street. And then we'll be opening our second branch up in Pretoria.
Sure.
We hope to open around about May.
Claudia Henkel wants to know where.
No, we're building a massive property there. So
Lynwood Bridge.
Oh, Lynwood Bridge. Okay, nice property.
Nice. Yeah. Sun International.
Yeah.
Sun International. We're building a new property there. It's going to be the biggest casino in South Africa.
Really?
Times Square, yeah.
Great. Oh, okay. We don't even know that yet.
Yeah.
We'll get there because we're going to talk about what Sun is up to
yes.
at the moment. Stuart Bailey, thank you. The Harbour House Group, thank you for joining us. And yes, the great food.
Stuart's thinking, maybe I need to
look at my location.
Yeah,
maybe, hold on. They've got six now in Cape Town.
Yeah, they can have two in Pretoria.
Two in Pretoria and five in Joburg.
Pretoria needs some good places.
Ka-ching.
I actually saw pictures last night of Times Square.
Beautiful.
It looks amazing. It's got an 8,000-seater
arena.
Venue. Arena.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can
do bullfighting in there. It's huge.
So we're opening the casino in April. Mm-hmm. And the arena will open in November 2017 and the hotel next year, April as well.
So she
should get in touch with Hazel Feldman and get some.
I know, we're on it.
They're on it. We've got a huge opening act,
which I'm not going to even talk about.
Have you got a huge opening act?
Top secret.
Okay. Can't even drop a hint.
No.
Okay.
Okay, it's a boy.
Oh, a boy. It's either Martin Garrix or Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's already come.
Oh, he's a man. Yeah, no.
It's got to be, what's his name, the piano player?
Richard Clayderman.
No, man. Not Richard Clayderman. Do you think Sonny's name?
Chopin.
No, man. It's that guy, man.
I was going to say Richard Clayderman might not be the best fit for.
I mean, he came and did. Come on, Tucker. What did he. Come on, man. I know him.
I'm not in your brain. Okay. It's a confusing place.
He won the Academy Award recently for that song.
John Legend.
Yes.
Yes. No, it's not him.
Not him, huh? Yeah. Well, we've had him quite a few times.
He's not a boy.
We have. Well,
it's not a boy. I'm just trying to throw you guys off now
male.
Before I get in trouble.
Well, let's not get into gender
debate. It's a person.
It's a male person.
It's a male person.
He's a homosexual.
No. Okay, moving on.
George Michael's dead.
Not Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
We don't want that. No, we wanted an artist, obviously. It's an arena. But I love that. Will the hotel be like the Maslow?
It's going to be the Maslow in Pretoria. So,
that type
of thing. In Tshwane, yeah.
Okay, so it's not going to be the palace as such?
No.
Because your inner city hotels don't look like that.
No.
Except for the Table Bay.
Yes, yeah. The Table Bay's got more of a colonial feel to it. The Maslow is very modern, very sleek. And obviously with Times Square, we're going along the lines of we have something like 8,000 digital screens. It's all technologically advanced. The outside's got LED lights that light up. I mean, it's just a spectacular property.
Are you building from scratch?
We've been building for the last 2-3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's coming along nicely.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. Mm. The Palace Sun City, revamped that entertainment centre.
Yes.
I believe it looks beautiful. It's
sensational. It's called Sun Central now.
Mm-hmm.
We've also changed the name of the main hotel to Soho.
Okay.
So just kind of playing on that whole always on. Okay. You can go there to, there's a bar, there's a nightclub, there's a casino, there's restaurants.
Yes, at the Manhattan Hotel.
Yes.
Which Harlequins is always great and always fun.
Yes.
Traders, Legends.
Where's Legends?
Yeah, Legends is also Manhattan.
It's fantastic. Yeah. They make a dessert there. Mm. It is a chocolate ball of amazingness. I just have to put that out there. Queen of the dessert.
Priscilla, Queen of the dessert.
Yeah. You have to try that out.
Have you heard this man sing, by the way?
No. Is he going to serenade us?
Oh, well, probably not.
Let me get the...
You're married. I have no no need to.
To serenade you.
Yes.
Nicky van der Velde is meant to be on the line, but we seem to not be able... But the Velde Vee Polo is happening.
Mm.
Rake's big project happening next to Paul. Mm. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Have you been to one before?
I have, and we're quite involved this year. We are accommodating at the Table Bay some celebrities.
Divine.
And there's an international celebrity coming in.
Yes. Who is it? It's this Zuri.
Zuri. Exactly. Yeah.
Who is Zuri? So I know. They phoned to tell me, Ellen, Zuri's coming. I'm like,
You're like, oh, yeah, I ask her directly from my phone.
I don't know.
Oh, that's Zuri. No,
she's magnificent. She's beautiful. She's an e-entertainment host,
okay,
like Juliana Rancic, but in LA. So.
Oh, divine.
So she's coming in, yeah.
I'm happy because it's nice to see that because the Shimmy luxury collection has got obviously building the Ritz, which is not Table Bay. It's different worlds completely. Well, not completely, but that you can collaborate together.
Yeah.
Because I think collaboration is
the most important thing.
Such a good thing to do.
So nice.
And knowing people creates the collaboration.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's always, always good.
Mm.
So what we are going to do is we can't get hold of him, but I do want to tell a polo story.
I do love a good polo story.
It's such a good polo story.
I feel like we should talk about hunting and what schools we went to as well.
No,
because we're so fabulous.
I know we are, aren't we? But this is fun.
Yes.
But
I'm going to go to the...
No, I need you for this. This is why Claudia's got to be here. Because I wish Van der Velde was on the line. But we'll do it another time. I want to do this now. It's got Claudia in the studio. So the beautiful Miss South Africa, who's just given her crown away.
Yes.
Is in Plettenberg Bay at Kurland. And of course, at that stage, dating my dear friend Nicky van der Velde, who's obviously married to the beautiful Leanne Liebenberg. And everyone, I mean, you get on well with her, she's great.
They all
get on well together. And then we go and attend this lovely function at the polo.
At the polo.
And of course, we look so fantastic. And Edith is there. And BMW is driving.
And the hats are on fleek.
We are so beautiful. I'm wearing white, because of course I look beautiful in white.
And you've just come from a bowls tournament.
No, because Gavin Roger made me a white regalia. Over to cover a few roles here and there. Remember, can you remember this? Look at us laughing.
I don't even know what a regalia is, but it sounds
all
amazing.
Of a sudden, I'm standing with Claudia and this lovely, normal, quiet after party turned into a little bit of a dance shindig. Nothing over,
untoward.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And the next thing, Claudia says, "This man has not stopped groping my bottom."
One of those 1950s
no, that's
from the
not
business
the truth.
World.
That's happened later with Leanne and Nikki. This guy came to me and said, "I want you to come with me to another marquee because I have a young girl that's 8 years old that wants to take a photo with you." I said, "Very nice to meet you, kind sir. You can bring your daughter to me." Off he goes. I'm thinking he's going to bring... He comes back,
but
no
he's
daughter.
He's in Platteland shorts and no shoes.
But he comes
back
and there's no daughter. And he keeps on saying, "Come with me."
Did he not grope you?
No, he started pulling me.
Oh, pulling, groping.
Pulling,
okay,
whatever.
Sorry. I mean,
because he wanted me to go to another marquee. And then at this stage, because I'm still polite and I'm still... And he came back 3 times and with no daughter. So there was no daughter. Consequently, afterwards, he found that there was no daughter.
No, there is no...
So he wanted me to go somewhere. I don't
know the man's name, actually.
Oh, do you?
How was a man in shorts with no shoes allowed in the polo?
Because he was a bit cray-cray.
He was anyway, may I?
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, my friend Nicky van der Velde says, "Hey, leave this girl alone.
Stop pulling slash groping.
Pulling."
Here's and he says, "Get out of here, dude. Get away." And proceeds in a small little argument to headbutt the gentleman. It's true.
My line of defense as well. My fists are weak.
So headbutt. But in the process, slightly knocks himself out. By mistake, it's like they hit the and obviously falls back a little bit. And then there's Claudia. And then this man proceeds to attack me for no reason. Now, I don't want to.
And
maybe he wanted your dragalia.
So what ends up happening is I said, "Listen to me, my brother, you don't want. I might be queer.
But I'm Lebanese.
And I follow the law of God. And Jesus says, turn the other cheek. But he never told you what to do after that. So lift your hands again. Try. And I'm going to show you.
Did you at least let him hit you once?
He tried, but I mean, I was... I
think but you were so busy turning cheeks.
I was weaving and bobbing. You know, well, to cut long story short, this man was in big trouble.
Mm.
And Claudia walks up to me and says, Ellen... And she's hysterical because it's really ridiculous. We're leaving. We're having such a good time.
Yeah.
I am covered head to toe.
Yeah.
In?
A dragalia.
In blood. Oh. I smashed him to pieces. I smashed him to nobody's business. Mm. Good. And rightly so.
Yes.
You know, you don't grope a woman and carry on like a fool.
Well, yes, I think the rabble shouldn't be allowed in the polo at all.
I agree. So I said to Claudia, and she says, I said, stop shouting and take me away. Do you remember?
Yeah. And then we got into
the cars and we went.
The moral of the story
is that Claudia never hung with us again.
No, I think there's a great moral for the listeners. The listeners are wanting a moral, and I think the moral is knowing the difference between pulled and groped. I mean, you don't want to go to Tiger's Milk and get a groped pork pizza.
Yeah.
No.
I want to just say something. Don't touch other people's things.
Yes.
I mean, don't
especially
touch
their bodies.
Don't touch my body.
My body's nobody's body.
And ladies,
but mine.
Make sure you've got a man, like I have one now, that can
protect
you.
That can take
you.
A good headbutt.
Yeah, because you know what? Everybody gets excited. You know, especially with and this is I'm happy we're going here because beautiful girls, extremely beautiful women that we see models in South Africa or around the world, Miss South Africa's, okay. You know, these are independent, clever, but they're beautiful. Mm. That doesn't mean they're a Barbie doll or a thing.
Mm.
And a lot of people treat them like things.
Mm.
Like they'll say, like, oh, like you miss South Africa. Like, do you want to kiss me? You're like, no, I don't want to even look at you. Go away.
Go away.
But unfortunately, I have to take a photo because that's the job.
Yeah.
You know, but the interesting thing is that a lot of these beautiful women find themselves in certain positions where they're constantly being harassed because they're beautiful. The worst thing, could you imagine a magnificent man? I'm not saying you're not magnificent, Nathan.
Thanks.
And all I want to do is grope them the whole time as a gay man. I mean, that's ridiculous. Mm. It's uncomfortable. It's uncouth.
That's why
that is how I feel sometimes.
The Miss SA top 12 girls at the moment, we have a security guard and two chaperones.
No, yeah,
they go everywhere with him. Everywhere. Sure.
Because you have to. It's and also it keeps them out of trouble. Not like they get into trouble, but
yeah, I just think they get because it's quite a difficult thing because you don't want to be rude to somebody because you're vying for a title, and you don't want to come across as being, you know, irritated or arrogant, and so you kind of try and, you know, tell the guys, listen, go away. But that's why we have these chaperones and security guards to intervene, so the girl doesn't have to do that.
Mm. The reason I brought up that particular incident was because the papers got it so wrong.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely did. But that's sensationalism.
And that's exactly. And when you walked in, we were talking about chatting to you today.
Mm.
I actually forgot about the story
because
life goes on. And you said, I've read a couple of articles and this was one of the articles that is linked to your name that happened in 2005.
Yeah.
2004, actually.
13 years ago.
13 years ago. Mm. Which is so stupid because if you had to think that Claudia walked around at polar fields
headbutting
with
people.
Her friends, punching people, boyfriends, and friends. It's ridiculous.
I know, it is.
But,
ridiculous.
But don't you find that the media is still kind of getting it wrong? I mean, I read recently, you know, Miss South Africa Now was, there was a fake news story about her being arrested for cocaine. And I saw you had to put out a press release being head of marketing.
Yeah, so what we did was, you know, I woke up in the morning and obviously I get these alerts, and it was that Ntando Yenkosi, who's our current Miss South Africa, was arrested in London with 2 kilograms of cocaine in her bag.
You must have died.
In a coffee. So the funny thing is I had watched Carte Blanche 2 weeks earlier, and there was a whole program on this fake news, and they showed a few sites, and one of these sites, so I knew immediately it was fake news, and also because I knew she was in Johannesburg.
Also, you don't spell the Telegraph with a one, you
exactly.
spell it with an L.
Exactly. Yeah. So I assumed that people would also think it's fake, but so I left it during the day, and I said, everybody relax. But then when EWN and all the news channels started phoning me at 6:30, I was like, okay, so maybe and then I had to put out something, and it did spark some negative news towards her, but you know, it was for me evidently fake news.
Well, I want to say this about Miss South Africa's in general, and I know a lot of them personally, is that they are so clearly vetted.
Mm.
Okay, they go through such a so if there is this type of nonsense, you're not talking about that. You've got the wrong person in mind.
Absolutely.
It really is true.
Absolutely.
You know, first, if you meet her and Tanda's beautiful, but you could never think that that is possible with that person,
no.
Okay, because that's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Completely. Number one. Number two is that if you go through the caliber that we've seen, I mean, just over the last, leave 13 years, the Krishnis of the world, the Suzette van der Mavers, you know, there has never been an odd, weird, crazy Miss SA story. But there hasn't been.
No, there hasn't.
Yeah, the most controversial one was
What?
Melinda Bum.
What was that? What happened there?
Well, her surname sounds rude.
Oh, is that the most controversial?
I'm just saying, that's like if you had to like try dig dirt.
But it's Bam, like Bam Bam, not Bum Bum.
Oh.
Oh, B-A-M.
I heard it completely wrong then.
But she is she's stunning, beautiful. Yeah.
She is.
They're all beautiful.
They're all beautiful. You know, that's we've got such a strong group this year.
Tell me about the group.
It's frighteningly strong. This process, I think the biggest misconception about Miss South Africa is that the on the night, the judges stand and they say, okay, we like that one. But they get judged for 6 months. They get vetted. They get watched. They get, they go for interviews. We watch their social media platforms and so forth. So
you check everything. You know who's who might have a side boyfriend. You know these type of things.
Yeah.
And hold on, it happens. Rolien Strauss had a man. Before she became Miss South Africa, then Miss World, she left him for that period of time. And there's a very interesting reason because I asked why are you not to have a boyfriend? But they're now married and have a baby. Okay, so it shows you it's kind of full circle in some sense. But but the fact is, at that time, why are you not allowed to have a boyfriend? It's not because they want you to hurt you. It's because you're so super focused on the role, that there is no time for you to worry about a jealous man saying, why are you not visiting? Why are we not having tea? Do you understand?
That's
the exact thing.
Also, but you know how hard it is? I mean, there's a lot of beautiful women in South Africa, but I mean, to find beautiful single women must be nearly impossible.
No, there are plenty that are, actually.
Yeah,
because when you entered Miss South Africa, you were single.
Yeah, I was.
You were?
But you were also from Manakwaland, so...
Yeah, but
there weren't any other people already.
No.
Did you
just flowers?
Well, let me just tell you.
Listen, let's get that right. I came from
Pretoria East, not Namakwalan.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said you were a Manakwalana.
No, I just went with the story.
You see, this is what we were trying.
Well, Pretoria East is out there.
So now the whole reason that we did that was to teach you that fake news, you must get your facts right. You see, that's why we did that. That's exactly it.
Well, yeah, I feel like the reader and you guys are like Twitter, just making stuff up.
Okay, so I want to come back to Cloud in a second because I want to know exactly what it feels like when they say, and Miss South Africa is Claudia Henkel. Wow! The crowd goes crazy. What does it feel like, by the way? Well, I'd love to know what it actually feels. I mean, I will never be Miss South Africa.
I always think that you guys must be thinking, oh, crap, the other girl's going to hate me.
That's the last thing on your mind.
What actually goes? It's such a good question.
So when you're standing there in the top five, I think that's more stressful than actually being in the last three. So we go from a five, and then they say second run up, first run up, and then there's three of us left.
Yes.
And you stand there, and then it's kind of you wait.
And then Steve Harvey reads out the wrong name.
Oh God!
Academy Awards. Let's go.
But I can vividly remember that memory, and it's sensational. I mean, it's just to have your name read out. It's almost relief. Because you're so anxious inside and you've been running back and forth and changing. And so you're not really, you know, taking it in. And then when they read your name and you're actually in that moment and the crowd
goes crazy.
I mean, I remember seeing Sue Clerk and Philip Jorgis in the front row, you know, going mad. And I could see my parents and so forth. So it's a feeling that it's a combination of relief and excitement.
But I think surely there's some of that relief as well for first and second princess as well. I mean, because the whole thing is just kind of over. It's like this anticipation.
I would hate to come second or third.
I know, because you were so close.
You're
I'd rather come 10th.
I'd rather come 10th.
10th, yeah.
I'd rather not be first runner up because then it's like, why didn't I get it?
But, interesting enough, some of the first runners-ups have gone on to win the South Africa's. There's a couple of, because I love the Mrs. A stories. Number one, Amy Clanons was first runner-up to Diane Tilton Davis. See how good I am.
Wow.
And then the next year went on to win.
Yes.
The first non-Miss South Africa. A non-white Miss South Africa. The year that Melinda Bam won, Raleen Strauss, who won Miss World, didn't make the top.
No, she made top five.
She didn't make the top three.
No.
She went on to win Miss South Africa, then win Miss World.
Yeah.
Okay, which in the last 30 years has been the most successful.
So you're saying she grew into
Miss South Africa. Yeah. Well, you grew into the experience, right. Which means there's, you can go a number of times. I think there'd be a number that entered three times.
Yeah.
You just did it the once, though. Hey?
I just did it okay.
Just the once and hit the top. Wow. But I'm telling you, when you saw, I said to Nolene, I'm not influencing you because you're not allowed to. But as it tells you, a judge, it's a small percentage on the night. Mm. But I said, when you see this woman, she's going to rock your world. And you did. And you
head
have,
and shoulders above and everyone you have, else.
No, but literally
yeah,
head and shoulders.
Yeah, 6 foot two.
I know. She's a centimetre taller than you.
1 centimetre. Yeah. You're 183. I'm 182.
Yeah. See, he's done all his research.
Yes.
He's good. Yeah,
I'm very impressed.
I'm a very good stalker. Yeah.
Anything magical happening at Sun International we should know about? We've got the Miss SA happening. Mm-hmm. We're always doing wonderful stuff, opening new restaurants across the board. But anything else interesting that you want to throw our way?
Sun International is just an incredible company. I mean, we've just taken over the J&B Met, and we had that in January, the Sun Met.
And you know, well done.
Thank you.
I had Charles Basile from Pernod Ricard.
Yes.
On the show.
Yes.
And when we've been to the Met,
yes,
a couple of times,
yes,
and it is really not to be funny, but iffy, sooty, dusty, caca, rubbish.
We were also having a drought.
No. I'm talking about the last over 10 year period. We had the heat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened because everyone used to say, "Let's rather go to the Queen's Place."
Yes.
Because it's so much better.
Yes.
Well, I'm telling you, I think we outdid.
Thank you.
Not like I was involved, but collectively, I did the Queen. I thought it was magnificent.
Thank you.
And the touch of the Sun Glam,
yes,
and the Pernod Ricard and Investec and the BMW coming together, I thought was incredible.
Very, very, very incredible. Very incredible. Great English. Incredible partnership. Mm-hmm. We worked together on basically everything. All the messages that went out. We had a unified approach, and we had one main focus, and that was to elevate it. Mm. And I mean, I think we did.
How did you solve the dust issue?
So the dust was still there.
I didn't really experience it, actually.
But basically, Alan's just stopped wearing white to these kind of events.
Correct, actually. Good point. I was in black, actually. Yeah. Yes. But it was such a good one. Mm. We'll invite you next year, maybe, if you
yeah, I don't. Yeah, you guys talk about all these galas and mets and polo events.
The regalias that we have to wear, this kind of things. But I will say this one thing to you, is that we'll consider inviting, maybe. Yeah. Mm. Have you not performed at a Miss SA yet?
No, I haven't. I have performed at a horse race that's kind of up in your guys' world, hey?
Well, you've got the swing band.
Yeah.
Him and Louisa and Graham Watkins.
Yeah,
I mean,
we play swing
you've sung for 5,000 years.
No, yes. I've seen him perform.
Yeah, I mean, he's
brilliant.
All these famous people. Don't even tell him that. All these famous people, how we get so bored of them. But on that note, if you'd like to come, we'd like to hear you sing something live for us. Now, what are you going to sing right now? Right now.
Yay!
Yes, don't you think?
Yay!
Everyone's on the spot. So
I feel objectified. I feel like, you know, how a woman is like, oh,
listen,
you
just went into stories of me.
So we just talked, exactly. And me in blood. I mean, this is, I think,
No, you're not getting
So you're not getting pass me your phone because we're going to get you something that you've got recorded in a moment. You got Louis Prima there.
Oh, yeah, but you're going to sing. Recorded.
Yeah, but you're going to sing. You're going to sing for us.
Well, yeah.
Well, get with the program. Come, Oprah, let's move.
Okay.
No, but we want you to sing.
Happens.
We're going to make it. And of course, it's going to. I told you, prep yourself. What are you talking about? Don't you know this is the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous? We never have been thin. We're still working it out. I'm on diet. Nope. It's kidding me. I've been on diet for fun. God, you're shame, man.
Shame. Sorry.
Well, how have we been doing this?
Yeah, no. It's a problem.
That. Okay, but now, what's this? What are we doing here?
Pick a song.
And okay, is this all backtrack?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to perform it live in studio.
You are?
No.
No, okay,
this is a recording.
Okay, I don't know.
I can sing along if you want.
Okay, but sing something.
I did a show last night, so my voice is actually gone.
Excuses.
Do you want an invitation?
Yes, I do.
Sing to Claudia.
Yeah.
Now.
So Claudia. Idol's audition for
No, he really won the voice and all this.
No, I came second. You know how you said you'd hate to come second? I came second.
Oh, whoops.
Out of all the losers, I was different. The number one loser.
What was the Fame Academy?
Yes, well, Project Fame.
Oh, I knew it was something like that.
Yeah. But that's different.
Okay. It is
so,
different,
it's
yeah.
so different.
Yeah, music is very in the eye of the Bahira.
Exactly.
So. Okay, go, dear. Go. Sing something.
Well, I just sing a cappella?
Well, what should I play here?
I don't know any songs with Henkel in or Claudia.
Okay, here we go. Oh, I do love this.
Ooh, this is nice.
Here's a little song called Sing, Sing, Sing. I'm just going to go fetch Graham and Loisa quickly. Hey, guys. Get in here.
Prep yourself.
Everyone got their mics? Here we go.
Sing, 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 sing. Everybody's got to sing. Ooh, oh.
Why are you not singing?
He's waiting for his part.
I'm sorry.
Sing. Everybody's got to sing. Ooh, oh. Now you're singing with a swing. When the music goes
around, so.
Everybody comes to town.
Yeah,
that's
my harmony's weird. It goes sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. Ooh, wahoo. Now you're singing with a swing. So it sounds weird by itself.
No, it doesn't. It sounds
I know,
great.
It sounds great.
For the two of us that can't sing at all. That's
I can sing. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, you can sing. I can't.
One of my favorite parts of the show is we do kind of characters. We sing a lot of Disney songs, and we sing something about the little mermaid.
Which one is it?
Didn't you perform at Legends when we opened?
There.
We did.
That's where
we saw
you.
We played at Legends.
I remember.
Disney medley there.
Oh, sorry. What's your favorite Disney song? Guys, Nathan Rose in studio. Claudia Henkel. This is The Unview. My name's Alan Ford.
Show you the world. That's Graham.
Shining,
no,
shimmering.
No, Graham. No.
What's wrong with that?
Loy, you got one?
Okay. I want to be where the people are.
Great song.
I want to... What's wrong?
No, guys. You guys are singing princess numbers.
And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with
we
that?
Are princes.
So?
Do you know what princesses even want?
Yes, they want... They want princes.
No. Hmm. No, they want crabs.
Huh?
Oh.
Ariel, the human world is a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake.
Is this Nathan? No way.
That's it.
But you better believe it, Claudia.
Oh, this has been so much fun.
I know. I could have actually given Claudia some good advice for her Miss South Africa thing.
Like what?
You got to bat your eyes like this. You got to pucker your lips like this. I watch a lot of Disney, clearly.
Give me another character.
Another Disney character. Yeah. I do King of the Swingers. I don't know if you know King Louis.
Of course.
The Jungle Book.
I'm the King of the...
I don't really nail his voice, but I kind of get the character, I think.
Go for it.
It's, now don't try to kid me, Manco. I made a deal with you. What I desire is a man's red fire to make my dreams come true.
Oh, so, yeah.
That's
that is,
amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's fun.
You get well. We're back next week.
Yeah,
Claudia.
Yes.
Miss South Africa is happening. Give us the dates.
26th of March. It's a Sunday evening.
And always is, which is great.
Yeah,
it's on Mnet and Mzansi.
Yeah, simulcast on Mzansi, and it's back at the home of.
I
Miss
know.
South
Isn't it
City?
Nice that it's so back nice. There, yeah. Moving from Carnival?
Yeah.
And we can't wait to have Miss SA, the current Miss SA, just before it, and then we'll get the new one back on Gareth's show.
Yes, absolutely.
And when Times Square opens up, I think you got to come back and
I love
promo.
You and lots of fun
so,
stuff.
So many things happening at Sun International. Very exciting. It's
but amazing. I want to tell you, I'm going to say this to you. I've known you for
14
years. Sure. You are the most consistent, kind, wonderful person. Seriously,
you've
always been a lady. Always the most divine human being on earth. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you. When I have a bad day, I'm going to phone Alan Ford.
That is our former South Africa, and of course the head of PR for Sun International. corporate star herself now. Claudia Henkel, thank you, Hazel Feldman, thank you, the Tiger's Milk Group. Shami Pola, Nikki will smash him up in a moment. And Nathan Rowe, you got to end the show doing... listen, you got to end the show by saying, we'll see you in the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. But you got to do it as the crab. You got to do it as the crab. I want to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous.
Alan
Ford.
This is the Unview with the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous.
Woo. Have a good day.
The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.